from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan, Team 980, 910 The Fan in Richmond as well. It's time now to head out to the BetQL guest hotline. Say good morning to our friend Mike Rizzo, president and GM of your Washington Nationals. Presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local, bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com where you get more information. Good morning, Mike. Hope all is well.
Morning, guys. How are you?
What's going on?
Great.
Nice night for Dylan Cruz last night, right?
Yes, it was a good start for him, and what hopefully is a long illustrious career. And handled all the hoopla very well. Not easy to start your career with Soto in the house and the Yankees, pitching throwing a Cy Young Award winner at you, and they've got a good team, and it's a tough challenge for him, and I think he's up for it.
What is Cruz like personally? Because if I were him, I'm number two pick and good looking and athletic. I'd be probably an insufferable, cocky type of guy.
Oh, they say he's a great dude.
He seems like a great guy.
Yeah, they say he's a great guy.
I would kind of describe him as a very warm, welcoming, but very, very positive and confident type of swagger to him. He's not over the top, and it's not all me. He's a guy that I think really embraces the team concept and feels most comfortable in a clubhouse, in the locker room, and that type of thing. I think he's gonna fit in wonderfully with this good young group of guys, and that kind of cut their teeth together in the minor leagues, and you're trying to transcend into being the core of that big league club.
Who's the most unassuming? Because a lot of these guys are. I mean, James Wood is very unassuming. At least he appears to me to be. Who's the most unassuming superstar in baseball you've been around, Mike?
I would have to say Rendon is up there, with the top of those guys. I always describe him as he's the best player that nobody knows about. Never wanted to talk to the media. 4-for-4, 0-for-4. Just wanted to go about his business, and very unassuming. Very unassuming guy that was a hell of a player. And yeah, I think James Wood is that type of guy. Zim certainly epitomizes the team leader and Mr. National type of personality that was a leader, but a leader by example, not a real vocal and verbal leader, but a leader by the way he conducted himself and was such a professional. So, the list is long, but those type of players are, we've seen this type of player through Nats Park before.
All right, Mike, so I'm going to throw my producer under the bus here. So Drabby's, this is his conspiracy theory, and you could shoot it down, okay? His theory was that you guys called up Cruz when you did because you wanted to bring all your young talent, have all your sillies there, so that when Juan shows up, you remind him of what a great place this is to play and what a bright future there
There's
is
a
here.
Signal.
Yeah, a bright future there is here in D.C.
Yeah, I mean, it's total coincidence, you know, believe that or not. It was just, you know, we felt it was time for Dylan to get to the big leagues. And you don't have to remind Juan of what Washington is all about. He's, you know, he had the biggest moment of his life here. And you know, speaking to him, you know, since then, you know, he'll moments and seasons that he'll never forget.
Mm-hmm. He actually, speaking of unassuming, I mean, he was a superstar, but he was like one of the most lovable superstars, right? Would you say that or no?
No question about it.
Yeah.
Just adorned by his fan base, one, but his teammates, too. These guys protected Juan Soto like you would protect your little brother, you know, when you talk about, you know, other players, you know, the Eatons and the Howie Kendricks and that group of guys, they protected a very young Juan Soto during those years there here, you know, like he was a little brother. So yeah, he was very, very, very well, very loved and adored in the clubhouse, and you know, the fan base, obviously, you know, it's hard not to like a guy with that kind of smile, that kind of talent, and that kind of personality.
Is last night's lineup the youngest lineup you've ever had, you think?
I don't know. Yeah, I mean, you guys could do that math, but there's about six rookies on that page last night, and you know, a couple of second year guys. So, you know, that's who we are right now. We're a team that's young. You know, we're trying to establish our young core group of big leaguers for our next championship run, and you know, I think that you've seen this kind of slow pace and piece this thing together, adding a guy or two, you know throughout the season, and I think you're looking at a lineup that is very young, but it's very talented, but it also, you know, we make our fair share of mistakes, and you know, we're going to learn and be better for it.
Tell us about Jose Tania's game.
Yeah, Jose was highly touted by our scouting people. You know, his barrel rate, his swing. You know, he's a very handsy hitter. He's got sneaky, surprising power. You know, plays the middle. Played mostly middle infield there at Cleveland, and you know, his short tenure in our minor league system, and you know, we kind of tossed him at third base and said, you know, sink or swim at the big league level. Try and learn the big league pitchers and a new position at the same time. And I put in a lot of work with Ricky Gutierrez and Miguel Cairo over there at third base. And I think you're seeing a guy that's getting, you know, more comfortable defensively. And he's got all the skills to be a good two-way player. He's got good hands and feet on defense. He's got a solid throwing arm, and he's got a real good handsy swing with some power. So he was a guy that was very attractive to us at the trade deadline, and he was an important part of that package that we got for Lane Thomas.
We mentioned it earlier, Mike. I don't know if it's statistically his best start, but Corbin's start last night with that lineup, that might have been his best start of the year.
Yeah, he was dealing. You know, he's kind of remade himself, really. You know, throughout this year, he's thrown, you know, throws, you know, two or three different speed breaking pitches, and kind of expands and subtracts with the break of those, and throws less fastballs and more off speed, and had a terrific lineup, you know, kind of handcuffed last night, and it's you know, testament to. To you know, his pitchability last night. That you know, you made big pitches at big moments, and gave us a chance to win. And that's, you know, you go six shutout against that lineup, and with those big three in the middle, and you know, a good supporting cast behind him. It was a terrific start for him, and I'm happy for him.
And I'm curious how you feel about tonight's game against the Yankees with Matt Gore is going to go against Rodon. And, you know, we've talked about McKenzie, and you've talked about him. His velo's fine, but he just hasn't found the strike zone. So what are your thoughts on McKenzie tonight against that lineup?
Well, his first 11 starts, he was all-star, and his last 13 starts or so, he's been struggling with mechanics and release point and command. So kind of turned it around last start through a nice game, and we'll see where he's at today against a good lineup. The stuff is there, the makeup's there, the attitude I love, that's there. And he's not afraid, and he will be on attack. And if he's commanding his fastball, he'll have a good night. And I think even against this vaunted lineup, I think that he matches up well against them. And you know, this you just tack on another learning experience for this group of pitchers. You know, you're facing the New York Yankees. 34,000 people in the stands. It's going to be loud. It's going to be, you know, it's going to be a close to playoff atmosphere as we're going to play this year. And I think it's going to be a good experience for all of them. And I think Matt's going to learn by it and you know, go out there with the mindset that he's going to give us a chance to win the game.
Mike, I know it didn't work out for Victor Robles here as he was released in, I think it was June 1. He's found second life out in Seattle. He's been crushing it out there for them to the point where they signed him to a two-year extension earlier in August. So I know that you obviously spent a lot of time scouting him and with him here in Washington. You have to be happy for what he's doing out in Seattle at this point.
Oh, no question about it. You know, the important thing for that period of time where he was really playing well, he was you know, maybe for the first time all year, 100% healthy. He's since going on to DL again, but you know, he's the guy that he's got great skills, and you know, if he's there and healthy and playing free and easy, I think that you know, he could be a really good player for us. We saw it in 19. He was a big part as a rookie. He's a big part of our world championship team. And you know, he goes into Seattle with a little swagger. He's got something that a lot of those guys don't have, and that's a World Series championship. So that brings some swagger to his game. You know, when he walks into clubhouse.
Thanks, Mike. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, guys. Good talk to you. See you later.
Yep. All right, buddy.
Good.
Thank you.
It's Mike Rizzo, President GM of the Nationals, presented by Main Street Bank. Cheer local. Bank local. Put their team in your office. Visit mstreetbank.com for more information. EB's entertainment page is next here on The Junkies.
All right.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
So we were supposed to have Jeff Darlington on from ESPN. And, I felt stupid because I booked him and he didn't post for at 8:20.
Okay.
So apparently he was supposed to take a flight to New Orleans yesterday.
Okay.
So he was going to be in New Orleans. He took the first flight out to New Orleans today. And he, because there's some interviews he has to do for work. I don't know what team, maybe the Saints. He goes, I'll hit your guy back. We'll do it any other day this week. So sorry. He goes, I'm very sorry.
Okay. Cool.
So, I mean,
you don't have to be sorry.
These,
it's fine.
These things happen.
I mean, I know they happened. I just wanted to give you the update on why he didn't post.
He just feels responsible because it was his booking.
It was my booking.
I can't believe you book guests. Unbelievable.
It's kind of shocking.
Yeah.
Speedy guest, Michael.
I still do like guests. Michael Loxley like to talk to guests.
Yeah. Will join us coming up in about 20 minutes, the head coach of the Maryland Terrapins. But time now to open up EB's entertainment page.
That's right. It's driven by BMW of Fairfax. He may not be the most interesting man in the world, but my guy, Mike Rizzo.
Mike Rizzo.
He's interesting.
He's a busy guy.
Mike Walker. I just read Mike's name here. Mike Walker of BMW Fairfax has no interest in charging you interest, just 2.99% of most X Series models. I've got the X5, had the X3 before that. I've had a bunch of the 5 Series. They're just unbelievable vehicles. Go check them out for yourself. Mention your boy. Real quick, JP, Zach wants to know, can you please admit that you botched the Jameis Winston question?
I botched it.
Yeah.
Okay.
There you go.
And then, I wasn't the only one that's confused.
Yeah. And then Josh says, can you say Xander's name again?
Xander Schauffele?
There you go. You got it. Nailed it. Nice job. All right, Cakes. The Hawk Tua girl.
I don't know if I could pick him out of a lineup. He's kind of a small guy with dark hair.
I would recognize him.
Oh, if he was in here, you mean just walking around? Like, is he wearing his
Adidas?
If
you lined up 10 golfers.
Is he like wearing his clothes?
No, if you just lined up 10 golfers.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know that I would know him.
I'd be able to find him. I could pick him out.
Thank you, Cakes. He's so disrespectful. all right, the Hawk Tua girl is still in the news.
Haley Welch.
Am I going to see Haley Welch this weekend? Didn't she do that in Nashville? Was that video in Nashville?
Yeah, but I mean, she's traveling all over the country. You think you're going to see her just because you're going to bump into her?
Yeah, she's going to be at the Hokies Commodores game.
I mean, I was kidding.
I know you're kidding, but...
Yeah, probably not going to see her, but I was just throwing it out there. I thought that was in Nashville.
Do you think it's influenced society? Like, are more women Hawk Tua-ing?
No, you know what's funny about that? But again, we've talked about this. I think most normal women don't even know what it is. They don't even know. Not, I'm not going to say most normal, but most like sort of busy, you know, moms, they're not really paying attention to that stuff. But Drabby and Valdez, this is how bored these guys are. They're pondering has Haley Welch, is that her name, Cakes?
Yes.
Has she given her special gift to anyone since the viral fame? Their theory is she's holding on to it now because the pressure is so great and the hype. That she can't even risk it.
It's the Holy Grail. It's what she's known for. She can't just be giving it out anymore.
Now, my theory is she's just probably giving it out to old boy toys that she's had. Like, you know what I mean? Like she might
people
you know,
she trusts.
Yeah.
But if it was if it truly was part of her routine and not just shtick, why would she? If that's her go-to. Why would you stop?
It's her patented move.
Well, because he says the pressure is so great. Yeah.
First off, I think it was just part of her. She was just doing a bit.
I agree.
Just being funny.
Yeah.
But now that's what she's known for.
Right.
And so she's got to be selective.
She'll never do it again.
Didn't she throw out the first pitch at a Mets game? Like,
yeah,
two weeks
we did all that.
Kicks gone for 2 months.
He's gone forever.
That was like 2 weeks ago. Same question.
Yeah, you were gone for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
We talked about a billion things.
I'm stuck in
a
time warp. I don't know what to tell you.
Sorry.
I actually think she's going to make it, too. She's going
to make it to the other side.
Yeah, she's going to make the crossover.
Yeah, she's doing a good job. She's focusing on podcasts. And she's doing a lot of big podcasts.
When we see her sign a $200 million deal,
that's when
we're all going to get in a car together.
Yeah.
And I'm going to Thelma and Louise off the side of a cliff.
Do you think she's going to sign with Spotify?
I do like that zing. She might.
But she seems
to be... I would sign with Spotify for $200 million.
She seems to be holding her own. Like, you know, keeping an interest.
But what's the latest? Was there an update?
Well, she says she's trying to step away from her infamous nickname. I think she's a little embarrassed. Like, I'm embarrassed by the word donkey.
Oh, you know what? Here's who should be embarrassed. Any of you hacks that name your fantasy football teams
the Hawk Tuas.
Tuas. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of you out there.
Yeah.
You are out there. I know you're out there. You're a hack if you do that. You can't do it.
What's your team name?
It's not Hawk Tua.
What is it,
I can tell you that. I have several teams, JP.
You told me
I have a million team names.
Give me a couple examples.
You try to be funny with them?
No, I mean, in the homies league, my team's name is the Captain Nibblers. It's from a stupid Snapple commercial from 10 years ago.
All right.
And it stayed that.
Right. That's worse than Hawk Tua.
It's not worse. It can't be worse. So I don't even know my other team names, to be honest with you.
Like, right.
I don't know my team name in the Johnny League. I just don't know my team name.
I saw a direct message exchange. Is that league
the Johnny League, it lives on.
It's going to live on?
It is going to live on, yes. And the parameters for that, your name has to be John.
No, I think they added somebody last year who wasn't John.
Really?
Because the league was on death's door.
Ah, okay.
I'm pretty sure it's not all Johns.
Mm, gotcha.
I think vast majority Johns.
Sorry.
I think the larger point is, getting back to Haley Welch, is...
So stupid.
The Hawk Tua, that phrase is...
Isn't going to define her.
Well, I hope it doesn't define her. But anybody that uses that phrase in the next 10 years is a loser.
Why do I feel like if you went to Ocean City, you would see Hawk to a t-shirt?
Of course. You'd probably see a billion of them on the boardwalk.
You think you don't have decals of that in the whatever this is?
You have a Hawk to a bumper sticker.
That's my view of Ocean City.
I know.
JP's being a beach elitist, Valdi.
I know. We all can't go to Puerto Rico growing up.
He's always been that way.
Silver Spoon.
We haven't all grown up in the Caribbean.
I think Drab learned the same thing. He'd rather go to Lancaster.
You don't have to be rich to look down on Ocean City. I realize that. It has that reputation.
It serves its purpose. It's a nearby beach.
It was fun.
Let me just say this. I can do all the beaches. I can do a hoity-toity beach.
Because you're a beach veteran.
I can do a white trash beach.
Me too.
I can do all of
you know what
between.
I am when I go to Ocean City? Happy.
Yeah. Of course you are.
Happy.
Because you're near the ocean.
Yes.
This is the last time Cakes booked a vacation to Ocean City.
He goes to Kiowa every year.
Mr. I can do any beach.
Probably beach week.
He doesn't go anywhere, though.
I've been to Bethany and Rehoboth multiple times in the past, probably 10 years.
They're different than OC.
Ocean City, Rick. It's been a while, but you act like when I was growing up, I didn't go to Ocean City like every summer for like 15 years.
Like.
I mean, his family's from West Virginia.
Yeah,
fits right in.
I'm going to guess it was beach week.
You think I spent a lot of my vacations at the Breakers in West Palm or really fancy places?
Breakers is so
you would be mistaken.
Spends it at Purple Moose.
Or the what was the smorgasbord?
Paul Revere smorgasbord. I mean, come on. It's layups after layup after layup.
I kind of like sometimes I prefer Ocean City to like Rehoboth and Bethany, which are nicer.
But I don't think they're that much nicer, but
they're a little nicer.
They may be a half
they're fine. Step above. They're fine.
They're fine. They're a little nicer, but I like just to have more choice, more like junk foody places to eat. Yeah. I don't know.
You love Big Peckers.
I don't know. See, whatever.
It fits the Hawk too.
Yeah.
Big Peckers.
That's right. Yeah, we talked about it earlier. Cakes and I are going to Thelma Louise off the cliff. Travis and Jason Kelsey just signed a $100 million podcast deal.
Mm-hmm.
Man.
How many days a week do they crank that out? Is it just a once a weeker?
thought it was
I would
twice.
Never listen to it.
I thought it was twice, but I could be wrong.
They're taking their New Heights podcast to Amazon's Wondery Network. But our agents never even heard of that. I guarantee you you've never heard
honestly,
of it.
Honestly, when's the last time any of us has spoken, not a text, spoken to our agent?
Years.
2 years.
I don't
Multiple
have to speak
years.
To him.
It just a waste.
Tell me all this money he's taking.
Yeah, it was 2 years.
It doesn't say.
We may be the market for a new one. Let's be honest.
It doesn't say how often they do it. But, you know, Wonder is one of the
radio
big podcast
insider
companies out there. And, of course, RH has never heard of it. Army Hammer. Remember the guy that was big into, like, eating his girlfriend
yes,
and all
was
that?
He was both Winklevoss twins in the social network. Everybody knows that.
He
came up with the Facebook.
He claims that now, because of all the scandal, he can't even afford his truck.
Oh, he's super busto?
His pickup truck. Busto.
Should move in with Kevin Spacey.
He's
still squatting.
Related.
He should bring it to Lindsay. They'll give him a silly amount for his trade.
I don't know how he's related. I don't know if it's his grandpa or something. But
who is he related to?
Well, the Arm & Hammer.
Oh, like okay. He's part of that fortune.
He got none of that money.
I don't know.
Or maybe he did.
They're like
now
the
gone.
Spellings. They're not giving it to him or something, right?
Is he related to the
know.
Polish hammer?
Ivan Putski? That was one of my guys growing up back
Speaking
in the day.
Speaking of wrestling.
That was Cock
Diesel. Ivan Putski. Sid Vicious died, Cakes. Sid Udy, known to fans as Sid Vicious.
I'll be honest, I don't know much about him.
He dies at the age of 63. Neither do I.
I don't have a big foul. He was a WCW guy, I think. I
mean, he won the WWF championship twice.
Oh.
He won the WCW World Heavyweight Championship twice.
I thought you meant the real Sid Vicious.
Right, from the Sex Pistols. Yeah. I know who that person is.
No, I'm talking about the wrestler.
The wrestler, all right.
Yeah.
I definitely don't know him.
Yeah.
Is Sid Vicious from the Sex Pistols gone? Is he still
gone.
Around?
He died. He died in 1979. 79.
Well, I'm not supposed to know.
He's been gone for a long time.
Is he gone? He's died in the 70s.
He gone.
Is that how we refer, is it refer to
so
dead
he
people
died
now?
When he
gone. They gone.
Yeah, he gone.
They gone.
Is he dead?
Yeah, he's dead.
I guess he is. Isn't that
time to play Fred Willard?
Yeah. Oh, I haven't played him in a long time.
She did.
Such a great clip.
We got criticized for playing that one time because somebody said we're making fun of like a dead person.
Entice me.
You know, like a domestic situation. But I mean, it's so comical. How could you not?
She enticed me.
Do you remember Martin Shkreli?
Hold on. Shkreli.
Do you remember why he's famous?
Oh, don't tell me.
Okay.
Martin Shkreli, it's something to do with, like, shady finances.
Yes.
Did he buy, like, a music catalog?
Well, that's part of it, sort of. He got originally famous because, remember, he had, like, some sort of drug. I don't know if it was, like, an AIDS drug or a diabetes drug or something, and he marked it up, like, 5,000X.
Oh, yeah,
and
yeah.
And now killing him for that.
He's the pharma bro.
Pharma bro.
Okay.
And then he's also, like, this weird, like, he just had a weird persona to him, like a, I don't want to use the term, some people might say it's up, but he's just like a weird way about him.
Okay. A weird affect.
Yeah, and he also was very much into like hip-hop music, and he paid $2 million, remember, for that Wu-Tang album where
it was a one-of-one Wu-Tang album.
I think it was worth a lot of money.
Okay.
But turns out, he ended up going to jail for, like, who knows if it was legit or not.
Like embezzlement.
Shady
finance stuff.
But it turns out he made 50 copies of the Wu-Tang album, and he was just sending them out to chicks.
Yeah, trying to get laid.
He was burning CDs while he was in prison.
What an idiot.
Like silly mixtapes, like a LimeWire mixtape used to do back in the day.
I think somebody did he buy it as like an NFT? He might have. What happened to those NFTs, by the way?
Oh, did Busto?
That never worked, right? How much is your basketball NFT worth?
My buddy Eric got it for me. I forgot if it was Lonzo Ball or what.
I don't even remember who it was.
Drab's got a ton of bored apes.
You have a bunch of bored apes in your,
whatever
in your
happened
laptop,
to,
your felting.
I knew that NFT stuff was garbage. I'm pro Bitcoin, but I'm out. out on NFTs. Out.
How's Bitcoin doing?
Bitcoin's at 60,000.
Yeah, pretty good.
Last time I checked.
Bitcoin's here to stay, buddy.
Yep.
Hold on, you're going to equate born apes to Bitcoin? Good luck with that.
It's not having a great year.
I mean, it's 60K.
Do you like investments down 15% year over year?
Bitcoin. Do I want them down 15%? Yeah, of course not.
Okay.
But it's a volatile asset.
Mr. Snarky over there.
Although I will say, Eric has said for the last 5 years it's going to 100,000.
You know what's down 99%? NFTs.
Right? What is going on with NFTs? I mean, is it just literally a dead industry? I had a buddy of mine who I respect a lot who told me, oh, NFTs are the... I'm like, really? I don't know. Get it. Freaking digital art. Do we know what's going on with them? Yeah. Nobody knows?
I don't.
What happened to all the NBA NFTs and the sports collectible NFTs?
Probably a dead market.
Dead market, yeah. And last but not least, Jeremy Jackson. I have to say, I don't know that name, but he's from Baywatch. Is this the new Baywatch?
It's the old one with Hasselhoff.
Okay.
Is he the kid?
Yeah, he was the kid.
He's now 43 years old, okay? He says he played Hobie Buchanan on Baywatch.
Mm-hmm.
He admits now that he smelled his female Baywatch co-star's dirty swimsuits.
This is a horny kid.
Both those guys back there. Hey,
Hobie t-shirt.
I knew I always liked that guy.
How old was he at the time?
At the time, I don't know. He's 40.
He was a teen or like 10 or 12.
I'm going to pull back the curtain here, the fifth wall. I have a in-show read I have to do. third wall. It's right here.
100 sheets of paper. Well done. Good find.
Yeah, thank you. Feels like DC's steamy summer temps we all know and love are still here. If you're already sweating, today's going to be a hot one. If you're already sweating, whether or not your residential or commercial cooling system can beat the heat, then call the 5-star cooling experts at Crop Metcalf. Whether it's maintenance, service, replacement, or service agreements, the 5-star technicians at Crop Metcalf will ensure your comfort all season long. Give them a call at 1-800-GO-CROP or visit CropMetcalf.com. Crop Metcalf, home of the 5-star technician and proud partner of your Washington Nationals.
Welcome back. College football season. What actually started with week zero last weekend.
Yep.
But it's going to get in full gear this weekend. And I just learned this is a big deal. We're going to get locked in all year long on this show every Wednesday at this time on game day, weeks that there's a game with Coach Mike Locksley, the head football coach at the University of Maryland. And Coach Locks joins us right now. What's up, Coach?
Coach.
What's up? Wow, that's breaking news every week, huh?
That's what they just told us. I guess they haven't told you.
Gotcha. Filling that calendar, Coach.
Yeah, we're going to be talking about conference games with USC and Oregon.
Got it. Let's worry about UConn right away. Let's get that one out of the way.
So have you announced the starting quarterback yet?
I have not publicly. Our team is familiar, and we handled that business Sunday at 5 p.m. like we talked about. And, you know, as I said, and again, it's not a big deal, but, like, what's the benefit of me giving UConn an idea of whether it's MJ or Billy or Cam or whoever the quarterback is so that, you know, two of them have played in games that they can go watch tape and kind of game plan against the skill set or – you know, I'd rather just say we'll let them figure it out once we get out there for our first opening drive.
Well, if you're in a college football fantasy draft, you kind of want to know who the starting quarterback is.
Got it. All right, so that's what it's all about, huh?
Just talk about how Billy and MJ kind of played throughout the summer so far.
Yeah, and it's three of them: Billy, MJ, and Cam Edge.
Right.
All three really. And that's, if anything, that has come out of the quarterback competition that we had is that there is no doubt in my mind that we've recruited that position the right way, because this competition was really close, but also showed me that, you know what, we've got depth at the quarterback position like we haven't had around here for quite some time. And I'm talking really talented players. You look at MJ's record there, and he won, you know, four games, I think, a year ago at NC State. And, you know, Billy's record of coming back, coming in when Leah got hurt against Indiana a year or two ago, and leading us to a comeback victory, and then getting us bowl eligible as the starter against Northwestern a week later. And then with Cam, you know, he's got the big arm and has can throw the football and has the great command. So we've got three talented guys, and, you know, been excited about the competition. Only one can play, and we're going to get one ready, and we'll get a number two guy prepared in case we need him.
So to win games, you need quarterbacks, but I'm looking at Terps Football's Twitter, and you went off about the fans, and you said you need the fans and you need the students. Can you fill us in a little more?
Yeah, I didn't go off. I got asked the question about, you know, fans coming, and you know, it's the old question of what comes first, the chicken or the egg, all right? The fans say, hey, win a big game, Lux, you know, and we'll come. And I've been here for those wins in the big games. I was here from 2001 to 2003 with Ralph Friesen, and we won a lot of big games. And we started selling it out near the end. And I grew up in this area, so I know what we're like as fans. But the thing I'm trying to get us to understand is that to win championships, which, you know, I grew up in this area when I saw John Thompson do it at Georgetown and how Georgetown caught fire. To get the best players, they want to come where they see an environment that they want to play in front of. And we've had a great crowd. We've had great crowds when we play big games. Now, I prefer them to be Maryland fans. And as I told our team, I don't care who they are. We want the fans that care about Maryland football or Maryland athletics to come out, win, lose, or tie, and support the program, because we need to fill the stadium to attract the type of players that can win championships. And they say win games. We won 8 games the last couple of years, and I don't think people understand just how hard it is to win 8. You know, you look in the NFL and you see when Tom Brady won a Super Bowl with Tampa Bay, they were just a couple of games over 500, but it's just a matter of getting that opportunity to get in the playoffs where anything can happen. And that we finished 5th the last couple of years in a really tough league, and in the next few years the top 4 teams will make the playoffs. And that's why I have this excitement about the program, because we've recruited well, but now we got to create a championship environment.
Yeah, this is the most passion that I feel that excitement in your voice.
He's passionate,
Coach,
about Terps football.
I know he's passionate, but
I love this area, man. I grew up on Terps football, and you know, I know what it was like as a kid hopping on the subway from LaFont Plaza up to New Carrollton and hopping on the bus because the subway wasn't coming out to College Park back in the old days, and coming out to see Rick Bedonic and all these great Farrell Edmonds, all these great mid-80s teams, and Lynn Bias at Cole Fieldhouse. I've been all over this country as a football coach, Alabama, Florida, some of the top programs, and they just get it. And our fans get it. It's just, it's a lot of things to do in this area, but we've got to find the passionate 50,000 that want to bring their families to a great family environment. And then you think of the NFL pros that have come through our program. We've had 7 drafted the last, you know, 2 seasons, but the guys like Vernon Davis and Stephon Diggs and DJ Moore, they've all cut their teeth and got to the NFL through the University of Maryland. So we've got some talented players that have been through this program that I like to see our fans jump on board and come support it every game, because it's what helps me recruit. I got the passion for it. I feel good about us being able to develop players. I think it shows, but I can't fill the stands myself, so I need help.
Lox, talk about Bo Braid. Not a drafted guy. He signed with the Ravens as a UDFA, makes the final squad, another DB coming out of Maryland that hopefully is going to make an impact in the NFL. Good for him.
Yeah, and I'm not surprised. And anybody that has come in the shell and saw us play the last 4 years with Bo here would know that he was very capable. I mean, he's not the first undrafted free agent out of our program that makes teams, which, again, goes to show we can develop players. You know, a year ago, you know, we had Rakim, who was undrafted and made headways making the squad. Now, do I think they should have gone undrafted? No. But you know what? The high tide rises all ships, and as we continue to build and win our program, guys like Bo and Rakim shouldn't go undrafted. I mean, they're talented players, and they've made teams.
All right, real quick, got a couple minutes left. Just to, you mentioned UConn. They brought in a new Jim Moore brought in a new quarterback, Nick Evers. I think he was at Oklahoma last year. He brought in some wide receivers from the Big Ten. Just talk about how you're gearing up for UConn, what to expect.
Yeah, I mean, it's always that first game's always tough. It's kind of like the launch of a rocket. You know, you work for hours and years to build this thing to take off, and we've had 8 months to build this 2024 iteration of our football family, and we get to see what it looks like this Saturday, and I'm excited for it. It's almost like Christmas in August for me as a head coach, because we've gone against each other. I know I'm very optimistic, and I like this team. I really love this team. It's a player-led culture, and we've got some great leaders that have been here through some of these tough losses that I know our fans want to see us find a way to win, and they want to win those games, and I can tell by the way we've set this thing up, and excited to see this thing take off on Saturday against Jim Moore and his UConn Huskies.
What do you do on a day like today where it's going to be 110 degrees? Do you move everything inside for a practice?
Oh, man, we need this. We need this heat. You know, we'll face some pretty hot days on Saturday. We've had a great summer to prepare for it, and then last week was awesome because we needed to recover and the weather kind of helped us out. But the last couple of days, it's been hot and taxing, which is good for our team because, you know, we got to embrace hard. I mean, we got a tough schedule in terms of, you know, a Big Ten, nine Big Ten games here, and then, you know, playing Virginia, a regional rival that we've got a history with on our schedule, and UConn coming here day one. It's really exciting times for us. And like I said, finishing fifth the last 2 years in this league, kind of, if we can just find a way to get in that top four, anything can happen. And I know this team is excited to get out there Saturday and launch.
Well, Coach Locks, thanks again for joining us. We're looking forward to talking to you throughout the season, and best of luck against UConn this Saturday.
Talk to you next week.
Thanks. Appreciate you guys.
Of course.
Next week.
All right, thank you, buddy.
With that ass.
You can come out this fall and support Maryland football as the team kicks off the 2024 season this Saturday at home against UConn. Tickets are on sale at umterps.com now and start at just $30.
That's the Dina in you coming out, buddy. Yeah. You couldn't resist.
Hey, I'm butt-sized for the Terps football season.
I mean, they're
are you gonna be, go
they're
back
favored by 20.
Are you going to go back to tailgating?
I might make it out to a game or two this year. I'm not going to go to every game. You know what, Mike inspired me.
Very good.
I need to show my face around Bird Stadium.
Go to the Scotty's Vodka tailgate.
What happened? You used to have a massive tailgate.
I know. It's an all-day thing.
You punted it away.
I know. Why'd you punt it?
It's an all-day thing.
All right, we got to get out of here.
All
P. Mitch and Finley up next here on The Fan.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.